This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, a comet landing, dodging black holes and dust-free comets. ESA's Rosetta mission, launched in 2004 and recently rendezvoused in August this year with comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko, carried the 100-kilogram robotic lander, Philae. On November the 12th, Philae became the first man-made object to perform a soft touchdown on the surface of a comet nucleus. It was not a smooth landing, however. It had been planned that the lander would use a cold gas thruster to push itself into the surface upon landing, but this system could not be initiated prior to separation from the parent satellite Rosetta. Philae was also equipped with harpoons and screws which would assist in securing it to the comet's surface after touchdown. Unfortunately, the harpoons did not fire, and the lander bounced twice before finally coming to rest on the surface of the comet around a kilometre from its initial intended landing site. After coming to rest, Philae sent out a message to Earth via Rosetta, which was picked up after the 28-light-minute delay to the delight of mission scientists. The lander is equipped with a total of 10 instruments, which were designed to carry out experiments ranging from photographing the surface to analysing the composition and structure of the comet in a variety of ways. Although the lander is equipped with a number of solar panels, which the scientists and engineers hoped would power it, a plan existed for the onboard experiments in the worst-case scenario, in which they would only be able to operate for as long as the onboard battery in Philae allowed, around 60 hours. Unfortunately, the lander came to rest in the shallow of a cliff, denying the solar panels sufficient sunlight to keep the lander charged. As the battery reserves ran low, Philae was instructed to rotate itself and change its angle by 35 degrees, in the hope that more light would be cast onto the solar panels as the comet itself moved closer to the sun. After 64 hours of data collection, the lander was put into hibernation, with the possibility of reawakening it if the batteries are successfully recharged later in the comet's orbit. In those 64 hours, every single one of Philae's instruments was successfully used and data collected, including a drill that was instructed to dig 25 centimetres into the comet, take samples and analyse them. This data was transmitted back to Earth via Rosetta satellite before the lander was put into hibernation. The data has already changed our understanding of comets. In addition, the first panoramic pictures showed a rough, debris-strewn landscape. The catchily named Multipurpose Sensors for Surface and Subsurface Science found a hard layer of ice about 10 to 20 centimetres underneath the initial dusty top layer, and the cometary sampling and composition experiment has detected organic molecules on the comet's surface. It has also been speculated that some of the other experiments which form part of the mission, such as the Rosetta Magnetometer and Plasma Monitor, which will examine the magnetic field of the comet, may have benefited from the Philae lander's bumpy touchdown. The true impact of the data collected on this mission on the field will only truly be apparent once the experiments have been fully analysed. In other news, a team of astronomers led by Professor Andrea Gaze of the University of California, Los Angeles, used the W.M. Keck Observatory in Hawaii to observe a dusty object on a close approach to the supermassive black hole at the centre of our Milky Way. The object, designated G2, was first identified in 2011 and was found to be on a path which would take it on a close encounter with the black hole, a distance of only 3,000 times the event horizon, the boundary at which not even light can escape from the black hole's gravitational pull. Initially, the object was thought to be a dusty gas cloud with a mass around 3 times that of the Earth. If that were the case, the G2 object would have been torn apart as it approached the supermassive black hole. However, as Gaze and her team showed, G2 not only survived, but was unaffected by the black hole and has subsequently continued on its orbit. In light of this, Gaze and her team believe that, instead of being a dusty gas cloud, G2 is actually a binary star system that merged to form a single star under the influence of the black hole. This star would be surrounded by a large amount of gas and dust, as G2 is observed to be. The team also speculates that G2 is not the only object like this, and many more may be found in the vicinity of supermassive black holes. And finally, the discovery of 2 objects in comet-like orbits around the Sun was announced this month by a team at the annual meeting of the Division of Planetary Sciences of the American Astronomical Society in Tucson, Arizona. What makes these objects unusual is their distinct lack of dust. When a comet's orbit takes it close enough to the Sun, the surface begins to evaporate and a bright tail of gas and dust is formed. However, observations of these 2 objects only hinted at the existence of very faint tails. Such inactive objects from the solar system's Oort cloud had been hypothesized but never seen before. The first of these objects to be discovered was designated C/2013 P2 Pan-STARRS. As follow-up observations of its surface have been carried out with the Gemini North Telescope, a second dust-free comet-like object, C2014 S3 Pan-STARRS, was discovered and follow-up observations to examine its colour were made using the Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope on Mauna Kea, Hawaii. The surface of the first object was shown to be very red and more like that of an ultra-red Kuiper Belt object than the surface of comets or asteroids. The second has a more blue colour, making it much more like inner solar system asteroids than outer solar system objects. Further work is ongoing to better understand these objects, their origin, and how they fit into theories of the formation of the solar system.